And we could hear it from our home. We're about 5 miles away from it. And there was a thunderous roar from 2 o'clock in the morning. We didn't notice it until about four, but it breached at two, and it roared until probably around noon. And you can still hear at this distance. I mean, it's all died down. Water levels did not come up much. There's so much debris in this lake. It's unbelievable. I mean, this thing is so surreal. So unnecessary, and we, you know, the whole community is just so devastated. We've been in this, my wife and I have lived here for over 45 years, and this is our life. This is why we're here. I mean, this water is so pristine, and they've killed it. They've killed my town. They've killed my damn town. I can't believe it. We have some of the finest fly fishing. I shouldn't say that. We had some of the finest fly fishing water in the world. And people would just comment on the quality of our fishing, the quality of our water, the kind of water that you could be fishing, doing a drift or going up a river in a jet boat. And rather than take bottled water, you could just dip your cup and drink the water here. I mean, that's all gone. We can't even do our dishes in the water right now for fear of what's in there, and that we've been instructed not to touch the stuff. Don't bathe in it. Don't put your hand in it. You know, and I know that's all. Those are all precautionary measures, but it is beyond anything you could ever imagine. And it wasn't because it was an act of God or something like an earthquake. These people. And I am pro-industry, but it has to be done right. And these people did not do it right. Now people will be losing homes. Families will be leaving. I mean, this is already the buzz. This is about my fifth call this morning from friends that are so concerned with where we are. We've been in this community a long time, and we're just trying to survive. Myself, other businesses in town, we've had... you know, restaurants, a couple of restaurants. It's a small town, and we rely on, you know, different times of the year. Tourism, we have a three-month season, four-month season here, and we rely on just the quality of our water. We have other friends that are in the ecotour business, and they're just reeling from this right now. They have clients coming in right now, and you know, what do you do? You know, what are we going to do after? I have no idea if there is an after. This is just devastating. Absolutely devastating. You know, words cannot describe what they have done. And it wasn't an accident. This was all avoidable. And I hope somebody's held accountable for this. There's no way to repair it. I mean, it's unbelievable.